So we don't have roles that actually show that we have body fat and organs that move.
Is that what they designed them for?
They hide everything that moves. Yes.
Okay. It's that other thing that I'm thinking of that doesn't hide anything.
Spandex.
Spandex, yes.
Yeah, spandex, no. That shows everything.
So anyway, you are live.
No, we're recording.
Yeah, you're recording at the moment.
Why do you do that to me?
Because I thought it was a cool conversation at the moment. So anyhow, welcome to Denim and Pearls.
How do you soar like an eagle, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, my name is Michelle Moraz.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. And we're talking about masks.
The mask. I mean, it is the season.
Tis the season.
At this point, it is the season, yes.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the mask that people wear. And I was talking about The Mask, the movie with Jim Carrey. Where have you seen that movie? You've seen the movie, right?
Yes, I think we've all seen that movie. It's like a classic.
Well, basically, Jim Carrey's this nice, sweet guy. He sees this really pretty lady, but he's too shy to ever talk to her. And then he finds this mask, which is a Loki mask. And Loki is the brother of Thor, and he's the god of mischief. Well, he finds this mask.
Was it really a Loki mask? I did not know that.
It's a Loki mask. And he puts on the mask, and Loki takes over, and he becomes this extravagant, outgoing, just wildly crazy, wonderful, crazy, scary kind of crazy guy. Mm-hmm. Something that he's always wanted to be able to do, and he gets the girl. And at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, we find he really doesn't ever need the mask. That's a little piece of him that was just amplified. And so we were talking about how many masks people wear all the time. And then they get tired of wearing the mask and do, I am so tired of doing this. It's because you're not you. You're wearing the mask.
Well, I think the biggest problem with, I mean, we all have masks. I mean, we wear clothes. Mask a lot of things that some people don't need to see.
Well, that's what we're if you heard the side conversation, women wear Spanx and the form-fitted clothes underneath our clothes to hide every bulge, every bump, anything that will move and shift because, you know, we're all human and we're all muscle and nothing ever moves. Yes, they do. Because Captain Kirk used to wear it.
They smooth as hell.
What's his name? Not Captain Kirk. What's his name?
William Shatner.
William Shatner used to wear it. That was the joke in Star Trek is he always wore it to keep him all tight.
It wasn't Spanx at the time. They were
no,
like,
no.
The same idea.
But the same thing is we all wear masks in different ways and shapes and forms. And we do it. Why? Because we feel better about ourselves or we think people will like us more or whatever that reason is. We all wear a mask. May it be on our faces. Or as I was telling Brian, for all you all know, we're wearing pajama bottoms.
I think I'm not. Well, I don't know where the camera's at.
We have pants on.
Well, this brings up to me, it's an old saying and we've all heard it. Fake it till you make it.
Nope.
Because we all want to be successful. Mm-hmm. But we have to throw that personality out there. In essence, that's a mask. That presents us in a way that is not negative and makes us more than what we are. I mean, if you look at today's, well, heck, the TikTok videos and reels and all this other stuff that goes on, you know, I was reading somewhere recently that a lot of these kids that are doing these, well, not just kids, but they're doing these things that are in front of these fancy cars and they don't own that.
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion. It's the persona that they're trying to present to you. That's a mask. And then sometimes they're hard to see through. Other times it's like, yeah, right, dude.
Well, I'm thinking of something as simple as on Zoom calls and StreamYard, there's a filter where you can change, like smooth out your skin or put on eyeliner or whatever it could be. And I've been on many a call where I get on a call and someone goes, holy smokes, what they do. You look like your picture. Am I not supposed to look like my picture?
Well, a lot of times they're not because people are using these filters. And the crazy part of it is there's some of them that are so obsessed with the filter that they will not. Because didn't you just run across somebody like that recently that didn't want their picture taken because they didn't have a filter?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the camera, the legitimate camera, still camera, did not have a filter on it. So she refused to have her picture taken.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a cell phone.
A mask.
That's just weird to me.
And so the thing is sometimes...
How can you go through life being somebody that you're not?
And sometimes we get so disillusioned by the mask that we portray, that we show, that even... I think that a lot of people had that problem during COVID. is that when
Zoom calls mask.
Well, no, not that. Actually, is that we're so used to portraying something else that when we were locked into our homes, some people had trouble being alone with themselves. They didn't like the face they saw in the mirror. They wanted that other person that they were among other people. And that's really when my coaching business blew up, was because I was helping people love themselves as they are, who they are, and said, you know, just come on the camera. Let's no makeup. Let's just be. And they're like, oh, I don't know if I can do that, you know, or later in COVID during 2020, they're like, I forgot how to put on makeup and I really don't want to get on the camera. And you're like, really? Just come on, just be you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we're scared of ourselves sometimes.
It is scary to look at yourself, actually. Well, to look truly in yourself, because then you have to realize, one, you're human. Two, you have faults. Three, there's some things that they're just parts of you that are you. I mean, I was just watching early this morning. I woke up at like 3 a.m. I got on TikTok and I saw this video of people who have had extreme plastic surgery, where like there's this one guy who wants to be Ken, the Ken doll.
Yeah. And there's a girl that wants to be Barbie.
Yeah. And then there's another one who wants to be tried to become a cat and transform. Dog. So basically, yeah. Extreme plastic surgeries, and they don't look anything like they are, who they are. They've become this other person, and without being this Barbie doll or Ken doll, they don't feel whole. And we have to be careful in this world that we're in that we don't fall into that pit of, oh, I always have the glamour filter on.
Well, I'm also thinking when we walked past the TV earlier and that woman was in like People's Court or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
And she looked like she was from she was dressed up with the pink hat.
From Clueless, from the movie Clueless.
Clueless, yeah.
Yeah, it was like.
Was she trying to impress we don't know because we didn't watch the show. We just
No, but she looked like she was dressed like Jackie Onassis.
Yeah.
In that pin, but bright pink with the hat on. You're like, wow, you're in court.
Yeah, with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
She was trying to.
It was impressive.
I would have guessed that she was trying to impress.
Because they probably told her to dress in her best. So she made herself look like a Barbie doll.
That was like the attempt that she was making.
It was kind of extreme.
Uh huh.
When everyone else was there. But anyway.
Just one individual. I mean, we all do it. We do it every day. We walk into a networking group. We pretend to be cheery and joyful because you don't ever want anybody to really know your true feelings. So we go into a networking group with a smile on our face, you know, and it's not everybody's like that. But I mean, even though, because you may have just got a bad phone call, but you don't want to present that phone call otherwise. So sometimes masks.
You're protecting other people sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't ever want to portray yourself as that kind of a business person that you actually have feelings. That's what bugs me the most, is that we judge based on what we present.
Mm-hmm.
And if we present that we have bad feelings, then it becomes a negative for our business.
Well, and you've got to decide. You've got to remember there's a mask to hide yourself from the world, the real you from the world. And there's the mask that it's just part of who you are as your image of your company. So like, right. Let's say you work for insurance company. That's why I'm saying it. You have to present yourself in a certain way because you represent a company or whatever you're working for. I'm a speaker. I'm a global speaker. I travel around the world, right? I can't show up. Well, I never show up in jeans. So that's a bad example. But something like I wouldn't come in with my pajamas. Well, it's me. No, it's not me. But
right. But I'm also thinking how hard it is to do that. If you look at some like these news broadcasters and stuff that they're on the television or on radio 8 hours a day, you can't tell me that they don't have a bad day.
Well, and you've got to
just, but it's not presented on TV because what would that look like if, you know, I was your newscaster or whatever, and I walked in,
well, you can't.
This is what's going on over here today.
Yeah, you've got to have your on-screen presence. Well, you know, that happens a lot in
even just here
in TV. Yeah, well, TV podcasting. I had a friend who was in a newscaster. She was not allowed to gain 5 pounds, 5 to 10 pounds. Yeah, she had to stay within a certain weight, or she would get in trouble. And so well, that's a different kind of mask. Stuff
these days?
I don't know.
I thought it was more be who you are kind of thing.
Yeah. But like you and I.
Well, I'm not out here to present. Well, I am. We are kind of presenting to the world.
Yeah, you're not wearing your AC/DC t-shirt.
Not today.
He usually wear things on his t-shirts, and he's not wearing that today, see?
Well, there's a certain amount of presentation, which is not always a mask.
No.
You have to, as a business person, you have to put that positive aura, positive vibe out there, if you will.
Yeah. It is your business,
right?
Especially in the entrepreneur world, you are your brand.
I mean, so, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say to me, if I've got a bad day, especially just being a DJ, you know, if I'm having a bad day, you all right? I never see you like this. I hear that all the time. Yeah. I never see you like this.
Yeah, I come in and I'm exhausted. People do, wow, you look off. I do, not off, just tired.
That makes us human, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I'll come to eventually. I need to dance.
I need to dance. I need to sing.
I usually tell Brian, I need to sing or I need to dance. One of the two. Let's make it happen. Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop. Let's sing.
Oh, my.
I've done that to you.
Oh, I know.
I was like, let's sing. Come on, let's do something. I got to move. I got to move. I'm not doing well. You know, but do what you do to get you in that mood of joy that you want to present. It's not necessarily a mask. It's up-leveling your energy so you can be whatever you want to be.
Well, I have to take it because we kind of talked about this before we got on the show. It's cosplayers. And for those of you who do not know what cosplay is, it's costume play. Okay. Difference being, though, is once you're in a costume, you become that person. So if you dress up like the Joker, you dress up like Harley Quinn, the whole point of cosplay is to become that character, whether it's fictional character.
You embody the character.
Yes. Whereas Halloween is costume, plain and simple. Everybody puts on a costume to somewhat represent.
Trick or treat.
And run around carrying a thing for candy. You know, it's not cosplay and Halloween are totally two different.
Yeah, cosplay, you turn into the character, you act like the character, you speak.
Right.
I mean, you embody the character. Right. And we were thinking about with the cosplay thing is that's coming up. Well, Brian does one every other month.
Yep.
And he's got one coming up October when?
29th.
Who's that cool guy coming?
Robert Mewkes.
Who's Robert Mewkes?
Robert Mewkes is the bad guy.
He's the bad guy. Duh.
Anyhow, he's known for his character, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head right now, from House of a Thousand Corpses.
He's also going to be in the new...
And he's going to be in the new independent film,
The Crow.
The Crow. Forget the name of the subtitle to that. However, when I was talking to him the other day, he did tell me that there is actually going to be a new Crow movie coming out in 2024, big budget one.
But see, actors put on masks. But they don't put on masks. Like they do like the cosplay thing. They embody the character they portray. And what we were talking about with this is, oh, wait, you got to say more.
I got to say more.
Robert Mewkes is coming to
Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs. The mini-con.
At the Buzzcrow Bistro on what date?
29th.
What time? 12 to 5 at the Buzzcrow Bistro.
And he's doing autographs. So I'm flying in from Long Beach.
So you could fly in and come see him too.
Actually, he's coming in from Long Beach, but he's really coming in from Phoenix.
He's
got to be, it's his busy weekend. I mean, he's a horror guy. So
horror.
That's what I said. He's a horror guy. So being a horror guy, he's booked up for the entire weekend with like 3 different shows.
Because it's Halloween time.
Yep.
This is Halloween. We call home. Everybody go to the pumpkin song. That's from Nightmare Before Christmas. Well, the reason I wanted to get all that with Robert Mewkes and everything that's happening at the Buzzcrow Bistro is because masks. Have you ever wanted to show off who you are or try out a whole new personality?
I do it every day.
Cosplay is a really fun way of doing it.
But I don't cosplay. It's not for me. I do make a good Captain Kirk, though.
You do.
Admiral Kirk.
Yeah, I even screwed it up. I know. But see, that's the whole thing is, like me.
If I could just talk like Shatner.
I'm pretty conservative, and I'm usually dressed pretty conservative. But then I turn into Catwoman, and it's.
Oh my! Just because you look like Eartha Kitt. You're shorter though.
Emily?
Isn't she tall?
No.
I thought she was.
No, Eartha Kitt's a little lady.
Oh, I thought she was like, you know, 5'9" or something.
Oh, I don't think so. No, I can look it up. You want me to look it up?
Not right. Okay. Somebody else can tell us something.
Okay. Tell us if Eartha Kitt's short or tall. But anyways, but that's the whole thing is, you know, if you've ever wanted to explore another part of you, cosplay is a great way of doing it. In Halloween, a lot of people do that. They get a little more wild than they normally are because people can't see who they are. So they can get a little bit more of what they want to see, try out, be whatever they are. Mm-hmm. And my encouragement is do that every day. Put a little piece out.
A little piece of what?
A little piece of you out.
Oh, that's not what I heard. I heard.
Peace out?
I thought you said put out a piece of.
Pizza?
Piece of.
Piece of what?
That's what I thought I heard you say.
I would never say that.
Put a piece of ass out on the street.
So go try out something new. Well, and if you wanted to be, you know, if you're really shy and you want to be a little more daring, put on a mask and, you know, go talk, go hang out with people and see how that feels like for you. It's another kind of mask. And those aren't bad masks. Those are testing out waters of who you would like to see in you.
Well, that was the thing about Galaxy Fest. Is Galaxy Fest was for anybody and everybody. And there's a lot of introverts.
Yes.
And a lot of those people in cosplay, they don't have real great social skills. I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying a good portion of them. Major introverts don't have great social skills, but then they put them in a costume.
And they turn into another person.
And they become, as you say, they embody the character, no matter who it is, living or dead character. They become that. And it's really amazing. And then when you meet them outside, it's like.
Different. Well, and that's what I thought was really cool is I've met a lot of young people through my children. Who are not children, but you know, they're young adults and they're my children, but where they're so, so introverted. And then they put on these cosplay costumes and they just turn into these bigger than life characters. And sometimes bigger than life. I mean, literally they've got mechanics on them and things like that, but you see that new side of them and you're like, wow. And you talk to them. I've talked to them later about, well, how does that make you feel? They go, I feel so confident. And so, and I said, well, then take a little piece of that personality because it is you. You're able to put it out, which means it's part of you. Embody it into your normal life and you can inch out of that strong introvertedness that you're afraid to go for job interviews or, you know, show up at, you know, when a lot of new jobs where you have to talk to a lot of people because you're retail.
If most of the people that we're probably talking to are business people. They don't have a chance or have the desire to get dressed up in cosplay. But the really simple thing is if you go to a fancy dinner or banquet,
you dress up.
And ladies, if you put on a fancy dress and a ball gown and everybody's complimenting, don't you feel empowered? You've stepped your confidence up a notch because you've dressed sexy that day or, you know, fancy or whatever words you want to use. And guys, put on a tux and what does it do to your personality?
You stand up straighter.
You do. You stand
Speaking up of standing straight. Up straighter.
No. No. I'm comfy in my chair. But put on a suit. Or we had a really good one time when we actually, it was during, it was one of those movies where they blow up Washington, D.C. And I can't remember. It was like part two of something. I can't remember what the name of it was. But we all went to the movie theater to see the movie. But some of us, all the guys dressed up in, you know, the white shirt and the black jacket.
Oh, like Secret Service.
We actually went out and got the earpieces and the dark, you know, aviator glasses.
And you all stood tall and you all
stood tall. And we were playing security, looking around the room. And then it was really fun because you look straight at a person. And if something catches your eye, you got the sunglasses on, you can't see. So you look over. But you feel so empowered, and especially because you're playing that almost like the London guards, you know, where you don't move and you don't say a word and people walk up to you and like, is he real? But you don't answer them because you don't want to break character. But that's that alone. I mean, that was just nothing but a black suit.
And it's play.
And it was playing. But it
play with a different part of your person.
Just even before you even put on the sunglasses, it was empowering because you look snazzy.
Oh, wearing a sharp outfit is just an amazing feeling. And if you ever wanted just a glimpse of it, go to a fancy store and try out clothes.
No, there you go. You need one of those ones like they show in the movies where, what do they call those places?
A boutique.
Boutique where you go in and you get a glass of champagne.
Yeah, that's how I feel when
how do I look, sir?
Well, that's how I feel when I go see my photographer, Simone. Mm-hmm. Simone Vision. When I go
to that puts you in weird positions.
No.
You. That looks natural, yeah.
But the picture looks amazing. But the thing is when I go see her, she gives me a glass of champagne and we talk and we have bonbons and I put on whatever fancy dress I'm supposed to put on. And I feel so confident and it exudes out of the picture. It's part of that playness of wearing that kind of thing. I mean, I know one of the best feelings I ever had was going into a New York City fancy store and trying on clothes and then bringing me different outfits and shoes. And it was like, I felt like something out of like Pretty Woman where they were just bringing me gown after gown. It was like, wow,
yeah, exactly.
This is amazing. I actually look good in this stuff, man. I wish I could, you know, just keep buying these things. And it's a play in another piece of your personality that you don't get to play in.
Well,
it's a mask.
If you can bring that personality out, that can be much more beneficial for you in the long run.
Or as I say, borrow the belief of someone else that believes in you.
Mm-hmm.
Borrow the belief in you when you try on those different personalities and do, wow, this is, I can get used to this. Then it becomes no longer a mask. It becomes you.
Yeah, but you have to do it for 28 days to make it a habit.
You can mentally do it for 28 days.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't mental. I'm just saying it's 28 days and that becomes a habit. That's just one of those scientific facts.
Yeah, my mic is moving my shirt.
I don't know. It's okay.
Anyways, the masks we wear. And sometimes we think we need a mask to be accepted or loved or whatever. And you've got to be careful with that because, like we were talking about it earlier, people put on masks and they're not who they really are. And then they get into relationships because that's who they think they want. And so they pretend to be someone else so they can get into a relationship.
It's called a honeymoon phase.
And then
we're dating.
And then they take off the mask and they're like, I have no idea why I'm even with you.
But wait a minute. Dating, when we, in our day and age, before all these swipe rights and lefts and all this other kind of stuff, you actually had to be somebody. And people would see through you. And you would meet some. Now, you might put on that air of coolness if you're in a bar and hooking up
with what's your sign
kind of thing. Yeah. You might put it on, but it doesn't last very long. That mask doesn't last very long. But today, is it even less time frame because of the swipe left, swipe right?
Yes, because
don't you have to be true to who you are?
You've got the selfie world. And so they see this beautiful fuzzed out picture with your big eyes or your muscles or your, you know, whatever it is that you've filtered. And then they meet you at a restaurant and they
go. So it can go either way.
Heck yeah. You get to a restaurant, you do, you're shorter than you said you were. You're also about, you know, you're different. You're
200 pounds heavier.
Yeah. Who are you? And you're like 20 years older. Who are you? And so I always think of that song. Who are you?
Who?
Show up as you. If you want a relationship, if you want to have a business that succeeds, be the you that you are. And if you aren't the you that you are, improve on yourself the real way. Educate yourself, learn something, grow in some way, shape, or form internally to be that person you want to be.
So
oh, I know.
You're always so serious.
I know, it's me.
What if I want to dress up like the mask?
Dress up like the mask.
There's people
tonight I'm going to be a Pokemon. Oh, no, that was last time. Okay.
That was last week.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, be careful about the mask you put on and realize that you don't have to wear the mask. You can be you. And the people that who are attracted to you in the state you are, I'm not saying walking around like Eeyore, okay? And, you know, Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Oh, boy, everything's terrible. I have nothing. you're going to draw that to you. And then you don't want to be the opposite of, hoo-hoo-hoo, I'm Tigger. And you're like so hyper. Everyone's like, holy crap, who are you? And do you ever slow down? I can't handle you. Find this happy medium, you, and real you.
Okay, so since you're so serious on this topic, how do you learn to do that?
One piece at a time.
Find
find what you love and love what you do. So many of us, and we've all done it. We get out of high school, we get a job, we go to school if we go to college, and we get a job and we fit into this norm of whatever job we got into. And then we forget that, man, I really love to draw, but I don't have time because I have to work this job and I'm in retail. I really love to draw. And you put on this face of retail and then you forget the artist in you.
Well, you didn't go down the street that I thought you were going to go down.
What street?
I wanted you to go down the street, or at least the alley, of the self-help books. Finding somebody that you admire that will give you that advice. Because we don't want to get advice from our friend who is just like us.
No. And, you know, that's the power of what the world we live in. Social media, be careful with that. But everything is at our fingertips. YouTube channels, free lesson courses, you name it. It's out there.
Right. But I don't think you want to look. What should I be like today?
Find the things that resonate.
Professionalism type books out there. If you want to be a professional, if you want to be an artist, be an artist. There's plenty of examples out there. But I think a good generic one for just about anybody, though, is the nice little book, How to Win Friends.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Which I always hated that book because of the title.
Well, actually, I'm in a new book called The Book of Influence. It's a series, four-piece book series, Book of Influence.
Well, it's not the same as The 13 Riches?
No, that's another book. That was based off of 13 Steps to...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, but The Book of Influence, if you look up Book of Influence, and I think my name, but if you look up Eric Swanson and Book of Influence, it's what we did is we took How to Win Friends and Influence People. Mm-hmm. And we broke out each chapter, and each chapter is a book.
Yeah. That was the one I was thinking of.
And then you can get perspectives from like 30 something different people from around the world from different ages about how we broke down each of those chapters and learn from us, all of us in that book. I mean, that's a nice fun way of doing it. We're also doing an audiobook eventually, but.
Well, all those people in there are rich too. So if you're going to learn from somebody, you might as well learn from the rich, right?
Well, not all rich, but we are successful.
well,
willing to learn.
That's what everything is. If you look up on YouTube and stuff like that, it all comes out to learn how to be a millionaire in 2 days.
And my thing, if you're not a millionaire and you wrote that book, prove it.
And there are some out there who have. They talk that, but they can't walk it.
Yeah. So be careful where you get your information from. But look it up. Go be you. Go find what you like. And then do a little lesson every day to build on that until you get to where you want to be. But not wear a mask and pretend and be miserable. Be you. But go find the happy you, okay?
So now that we're done with Michelle's...
Bring something, man.
Be you.
Bring something, man. Got me talking.
Well, no, this is one of those things where we can't argue. It's not a yeah, but concept, because I can't argue with the fact that it's true. It's hard to you know.
It's not a walk in the park, okay?
Oh,
I mean,
definitely not.
If you look at my old videos, I've come a long way, baby. I've done a lot of self-exploration and, you know, battling my own demons and saying, you know what?
Going to Caribbean Islands.
This is the old me, and this is what I want to be. Now, how do I get to that? Okay, what books do I need to read? What courses do I need to take? You know, what lectures should I go watch and listen to? What people do I want in my world? Because, you know, they say you are an accumulation of like the 7 or 10 people that you hang around with. I put myself in special circles of people just so I can get a glimpse of who they are and how they work. And went, ooh, I like that. I don't like that. I like that. Okay, I'm going to take that on and let me incorporate into my world. And that's how I've done it. And I'm still evolving. That's why I went to.
Okay, so I will contradict that. Because, you know, I always have to contradict something.
Good.
That's expensive to do.
No, it's not.
I ain't got the money to follow somebody like that. I ain't got the money to download the books. I don't have the money to buy the fancy suits to put the mask on.
Just go to YouTube and look them up.
Look up what?
Everything's on YouTube. If you want to follow somebody like John Maxwell, go to YouTube. I mean, really. And pretty much everyone I've ever followed or learned from have free videos on their sites.
$10,000 courses to go see John Maxwell.
It's not that much.
It used to be.
It's 5,000.
5,000 now?
5,000 to join his team.
Yeah, that's 5,000 to join his team. You know? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. Most of us don't have that.
You don't have to pay it up front. You can pay in increments, dang it.
Put it on credit.
No, I don't believe in credit. You pay in increments to them. But the thing is you can go to the John Maxwell team site and you can get lessons that are free. You can go to any of the team members. If you look up, there's a list of all the coaches. You can go to our sites and a lot of us have things for free. Whatever you want to check out, it's out there. They've done lectures that are free on something on YouTube out there. Go find the people who you need. I mean, I know a lot of people have found me just because I have things out on my YouTube channel just randomly out there. Just go find it. Don't think because you think it's expensive that money's involved doesn't mean there's money involved. Okay? There's a lot of information out there that's free. And you can't restrict yourself with the mindset of scarcity of, I don't have the money to get to them, so therefore it doesn't exist.
So have two important things. I don't have the money and I don't have the time.
Well, if you don't have the time, then that's your problem. Because we all have the same amount of time in the day. We all do. It's how you spend your time. And he knows me. I don't even watch TV. So my time...
Except for Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, late at night. But my thing is you find the time for the things that are important for you. Just like you find the time for the people that are important for you. You should be one of the most important people in your entire life. Fill your pitcher, then you can fill all the other pitchers. And if you really want something bad enough, you will find a way.
I think it's a perfect place to end this.
Okay. Be like water, over, around, or through. Find your way. And if you get lost, go write somebody you admire.
Be like water?
Be like water. Go over, around, or through. Ooh. Think of what water does.
Yep. I had to put the picture in my head mm-hmm. in order to.
I see a rock in a stream, and water. It could be blocked up by a rock, right?
Yep.
You give it time, water will build up and go over the rock, or find a way around the rock. Give it enough time, it'll beat a hole right through the center of that rock. Be like water. Find your way to what you want. Don't let money be an issue. Find your way.
It's a lot of work.
Well, then lazy is not our problem. That is a self problem. So if you cannot find the gumption to do something that you really want, then you must not really want it. So go find your way. Don't listen to Brian. I believe in you.
I have to give the other side of it because there are people out there, and I say this almost every show.
Yes, there are people.
There's people out there who think differently. Who, I mean, especially today, that there's certain things happening in the world, and some of us sit here and look at what's going on, and we shake our head because it doesn't make, in our eyes, doesn't make common sense. So there's always a contra to something, and if somebody wants to improve themselves, one of their excuses is that it's too expensive.
And I don't have the time.
I can't afford it. But we all know, that's where my question lies, or my comment comes in. But we all know that we can do YouTube, or we can find somebody that we like, somebody that you like, because we all have different. I mean, I'm not a fan of Brian Tracy for some reason. It's just not me, but I like John Maxwell. Well, there's other people who can't stand John Maxwell and like Brian Tracy. And those are just two examples. There's so many of them out
there. Well, my thing is, my first things I did when I was younger is I used to go to the library and read. And no joke, I learned from Maya Angelou. That's why I love her so much. I used to read her books.
Someday I'll look up.
I would read her books and just kind of embody the peace she had with all the trauma that she's experienced in her life. And I listened to her. I used to sit and talk to my mother-in-law all the time because she would give me the greatest advice. And she was a math teacher. I mean, so you can find wisdom in the people around you or in books around you. It didn't have to cost money in for the self-improvement. I found a way. You can find a way. Brian, this man, he can learn anything. All he does, he gets on YouTube and he reads it and he does, and he just hands-on starts playing with things on the computer and he goes, wow, I think I got it. And he does.
Which reminds me, double check Michelle's MichelleMoras.com. That website's going to be different here.
Oh, yeah. He's been playing with it because he got a what do you call it? Give a mouse a cookie moment. Uh-huh. He wanted to fix one thing and it led to the next and the next. My website's altering ever so slightly every day, yeah, every moment,
mostly
actually.
By the time this airs.
Okay.
It'll be close.
Well, we weren't supposed to tell you it was recorded, but this has been been pre-recorded. Because Michelle is at the Michelle is in Las Vegas at the Network of Outstanding Women. NOW. Yeah.
No, not new.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Network of Outstanding Women.
Not exceptional women.
Or we are exceptional.
See, it could be new.
Yeah, it could be new. Because we're pretty exceptional.
I just renamed your group.
Oh no, it's kind of big. can't rename it. But anyways, that's where I'm in Vegas. So thank you so much for joining us. And remember, whatever negative thought is coming in your head saying that you can't.
Oh, Dad used to hate that. Can't never do nothing.
Yeah, just remember.
Don't ever say the word can't in front of my dad.
Don't. Find your own way. There are ways around money. And the best way around time is make the time. Mm-hmm. Schedule it. So I'll stop preaching because that's kind of one of my hardcore topics. Cool. Yeah, it's one of my hardcore topics. You want it bad enough, you will find your way. So go be the best version of you. And remember, masks can be fun. Masks can be challenging. But we have to remember, we have to take that mask off and find who we really are and see who we are in the mirror that we look into.
Yeah, you've done that?
Yes, have a best version of you. We are, my name is Michelle Moras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are Business Casual.
With Pearls of Wisdom.
Once again, from the porch. We'll see you next week.